This is episode number 2190 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 11th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2, ended up being the number one movie this weekend at the American box office, grossing over $70 million. It's a big opening for that movie. As a matter of fact, Morbius in its second week came in second, and The Lost City, that's the Sandra Bullock movie, came in third.
Yeah, there you go. I want to see that.
Yeah, Ambulance, the other big one, did not do well. The new premiere from Michael Bay only did $8 million. So, yeah, a big disappointment on Ambulance there. So.
Well, basically, and most ambulance drivers will do, car crashes. And it's
but isn't this movie the one where they actually...
Like the fire department, they go and help sick people.
Okay. What's that got to do with the movie? The movie's a thriller.
And go to the
they
home.
I think they actually...
For the elderlies. But even in the big city, the average life of an ambulance driver...
has nothing to do with this movie. It's a thriller in an ambulance, okay? It's nothing to do with what a real ambulance does. It's a damn movie.
But I can see ambulance drivers going to see this movie. They're
going to get off on this tangent.
And the ambulance drivers will be going, where do they do that?
It's time for the Who Cares News. There's Morgan. Not talking about ambulances. Oh, my God.
I wanted to be an ambulance driver when we
were younger. You could probably still do that. There's plenty of time left.
I don't think so.
But not before the end of the show.
Well, if you hadn't heard,
if
you've been under a rock,
yeah,
and not that we care anymore because we're tired of hearing about it, but got to update you anyway because this is a national nightmare that is.
Yes.
Motion Picture Academy handed down their sanction to Mr. Smith on Friday.
Mr. Smith.
Banning him from attending any Academy events, including but not limited to the Oscars, for 10 years.
Wow.
A decade.
I think that's worse than just expelling him.
10 years is a long time.
It's a long time. He's going to be collecting Social Security by then.
That's true, because he's 52.
He's old.
If he doesn't get any work, he might just need that Social Security.
He might need the Social Security sooner than later.
Yeah, Will made a brief statement in response Friday, simply stating he accepts and respects the Academy's
decision. Well, he couldn't say anything else. Really.
So earlier last week, he resigned his membership, as we know. And there's not a lot of supporters in his corner right now.
No, not really.
There's not.
Nope.
And evidently he's not either.
No, he's not in his corner. Will's not in his own corner.
He'll be busy working on his image for
a while. Yes, he's going to be very, very busy.
And that's the whole, that's what, a lot of people are, a lot of Hollywood critic people are saying. It's like, it's not that he's been banned for 10 years.
Yeah.
Is what is he going to do?
Right. And yet, we've not heard what SAG's going to do him. Nobody's talking about SAG, but SAG said they will be reviewing it, so.
They'll all be looking to see how he handles this.
Yeah.
By the way, he's not the only celeb banned from the Academy.
No.
Now, a code of ethics didn't exist until the 2000s, which I find weird.
Well, they probably didn't need it.
But not to worry, Roman Polanski was officially expelled at the same time as Bill Cosby back in 2018.
Wow, okay.
Due to the code being implemented long after Polanski fled the country in the 70s.
Right.
And Harvey Weinstein was barred in 2017.
Yep, as well-deserved. Well-deserved, I might add. As we watch the Academy expel more members, hopefully not.
And the Academy barring goes to...
Yeah, there you go.
What do you do if you're Matthew Perry, rich, and have no projects in the works except writing your memoir? Oh, and you're Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you do?
You go to McDonald's.
Well, I would.
Matt was snapped making a Mickey D's run this weekend in the Palisades with a mystery brunette in cutoffs.
And her Daisy Dukes. Oh, my God.
So Matt looks like he's been skipping the gym.
And hitting the Big Macs. Okay, all right.
Well, evidently his dental work has been good, so he's eating at McDonald's.
Chaw into McDonald's, man.
So the
I wonder if he was there for McRib season, because I was. At McDonald's.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, probably.
Anyone who knows what's good is at McDonald's.
You know what I hate about McDonald's?
What?
Ever since this guy did the Super Size Me movie, they took away that beautiful marketing campaign called Super Size.
They did. It was perfect.
But it was like, oh, man, we can't say that anymore.
But see, you poor McDonald's. Say if the guy went to Burger King every day.
Yeah.
The same thing would have happened to him.
Yeah, but they don't care about Burger King because Burger King's not as big as McDonald's. Like, if this guy, by the way, his name is Morgan, the guy did the thing, okay? If he did it about Starbucks, you know, it would topple the chain. They'd have to stop selling Trentas or whatever the hell they are.
Well, it didn't topple McDonald's, thank goodness, because
they did away with the super size.
I do love me some.
Even though a large is still a super size, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I've had me some.
So anyway, the pair, they were seen standing in the parking lot. See, he was burning some calories standing. talking when the paparazzi snapped some pretty clear photos of Matt and the cutoffs woman.
Who bought? Was it him or her? Who's treating?
Well, it makes no difference. They have the value menu.
Oh, that's true. Look, Matt doesn't need any money. I know he stuck a bunch of it up his nose, but I don't think he possibly could have burned through $100 million or whatever he made.
No, because he did. Evidently, he's been clean since.
Yeah, he's been clean, except for when he went to the dentist and he had a little bit of pain reliever. But, you know, it's okay. It's all right.
The stuff in your gums, that's nasty stuff.
No, I know. I know.
Anyway, he was making a quick stop before heading to a friend's house later in the day.
How do they know that? They must have followed him.
They either followed him or they said, hey, what you doing?
Oh, you know what? They probably did. Because he probably would say, I'm going to a friend's house.
In between Big Mac bites, sir. Friends? What?
Friends? Remember, the term friends is very important here. So he's writing his memoir.
Yeah.
From what you say at the beginning. Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I want to read that or not.
I don't know.
Because when you've lost memory for, he said, 3 seasons of Friends, he doesn't remember. That's not much of a memoir. I'm missing a few years. I mean, you know.
Well, maybe he'll write about seeing you in Monterey.
Could it be any more of a memoir? No, he didn't remember that either.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of tried to get him to tell. He was on a radio program one time, and I was like emailing. I was yelling at the radio. I called in, and do you remember? And no, he didn't remember. So we'll tell that story sometime. I'll tell it again. You know who I would have liked to have been in a limousine with all day in Monterey, though?
Oh, gosh. Do tell.
Halle Berry.
Oh, really?
I would not have been able to say a word to her. That would have been very awkward. The drool would have been awkward, but I just... More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.